The Banadir region in Somalia, which includes this Mogadishu refugee camp, is thought to be the so-called engine of the Horn of Africa polio outbreak. In June, three-year-old Mohammed Nasir became ill. His mother, Khadija Abdullahi Adam, says soon after, one leg became permanently disabled.
My son was fine, but he started having a high fever, which lasted for almost 4 days. I gave him medicine, but there was no change. The following morning, he said to me, "Mom, I can't stand up."
The virus has spread at a rapid pace, triggering massive vaccination efforts. Earlier in 2013, polio was confined to three so-called endemic countries, Nigeria, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, where the virus has never been snuffed out. Combined, there were fewer than 100 cases in those three countries. Since the virus has reemerged in the Horn of Africa, there have been at least 160 reported cases in Somalia alone, and the virus has spread to Kenya and Ethiopia. Genetic analysts suggest the virus sweeping through the Horn of Africa is most similar to the strain found in Nigeria. Partners working to eradicate polio, such as the World Health Organization, UNICEF, and Rotary International, say the virus can spread more easily in Somalia, which has the largest group of unvaccinated children. That's largely because conflict has kept vaccination crews from being able to reach them. But there are other problems, too, according to Rotary International's Dr. John Seaver.
Problems of being remote, problems of distrust on the part of the families, the problems of communication, the problems of mapping and realizing where these people are, and they migrate from one area to another.
Many families are suspicious of outsiders, especially from the West. So for vaccination crews, it is vital to work with local government and religious leaders, like Somali Islamic scholar Sheikh Abdul Qadir Mohamed Sumau.
We urge the people of Somalia to be vaccinated. The doctors tell us that polio can kill and it's harmful to both adults and children.
Recently, global partners pledged $5.5 billion for a five-year plan to end polio once and for all. The plan, now underway, includes blanketing polio hotspots with vaccination crews to essentially corner and kill the enemy. Dr. John Seaver.
We're getting closer, and that's the encouraging part.
He says global partners know what to do and still hope to rid the world of polio by 2015.
No more polio!
No more polio!
Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, Washington.